We all tend to give ourselves plenty of slack because we know where we're coming from or what our heart's intentions are in the moment. We often give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. But stepping back and seeing our personalities from someone else's perspective is vital to building a good friendship. We need to have tenderness and patience for each other's weaknesses or places of immaturity. As my dad calls them, young places. We all have them. We've all had difficult situations in life that have scarred us with different levels of undesired brokenness or dysfunction, and we are all inherently wired to look out for ourselves. But as we engage with the Lord, we have the rest of our lives to let Him change us to be like Him and to perfect His love in us. The sooner we realize that marriage is a journey, the better. You do not arrive at perfection the day you get married. This is a commitment to becoming best friends and traveling through the rest of life together. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12, NIV.
What are some things you can implement in your marriage to find out more about the way you're both wired and what makes your spouse tick? Remember, what we put into our marriage is what we'll get out. Advice from Jeremy. Dealing with conflict and building great communication practices are essential to a growing friendship and marriage. Avoiding the hard issues doesn't make them go away, but it will make your relationship shallow and unfruitful. Your problems will remain until you address them. You may be cordial with each other, but there can be no real connection. Instill habits to build your level of communication and be willing to change. If you accuse your spouse by saying, "You always ... or "You never ... then they have to defend themselves. Believe the best first. Be willing to hear, and don't just push your own agenda to be heard. Adrian once asked, "If I promise to keep quiet and not say a word, would you tell me what you're thinking? I want to know your heart. What is the deeper issue?" She promised to listen and not interrupt me, which made me less defensive, and we were able to resolve the issue that had been bothering us both. It was an effective strategy because her willing silence gave me the freedom to talk.